It's the WP Minute. Special episode today where I interview Dave Martin, CEO of WordPress.com. Of course, they recently announced a refactoring of their lowest price point at WordPress.com, now including free and a $5 a month plan. So we quickly chatted about that. I asked him 10 questions. This was recorded asynchronously. I think I edited it together where you might believe we're in the same room together, you let me know. Let me know all of your feedback by tweeting at us at the WP Minute. Please share it on social media. And if you want to support the cause of independent WordPress news like this, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Buy us a virtual coffee for as little as $5 or join the Link Squad membership. $79 a year. Get access to our private Discord and chat about news and interviews just like this. Okay. Here we go. My interview with Dave Martin, CEO of WordPress.com. Congrats on refactoring and relaunching the new entry-level price point at WordPress.com. Will we see more plans come to the pricing page in the future?
Thanks. I think pricing and packaging is something that we will likely continue to iterate and refine with time.
I notice higher up in the feature list that the $5 a month plan comes with a payments and subscriptions / donations, et cetera, feature. This is usually associated with the creator economy. Is the creator class community high on your priority of customer segments? Like, are you focusing a lot on the creator economy?
You know, WordPress.com has helped customers make money with their sites long before the creator economy term was coined. Providing flexible ways for customers to make a living or even just earn a few extra bucks on the side is really central to the mission of WordPress.com, which is to democratize publishing and e-commerce.
My running theory is that your new plans are in preparation for a proper WooCommerce versus Shopify showdown. Can we expect to see competitively positioned WooCommerce hosting plans this year? In other words, something that squarely puts WooCommerce and Shopify in its sites, or put Shopify in WooCommerce sites?
There's actually no need to wait. Woo hosting is available right now on our $15 a month pro plan.
I'm curious to learn if there are any partnership channels or programs being developed for premium theme and plugin authors to work more closely with .com customers. Again, something that one might see from a Shopify partnership program, something very similar to like what they would do.
Yeah, actually there is. We are in the process of rolling this out right now. And I would say stay tuned to our blog for more details.
If I take the biggest offering of Jetpack, it costs me $509.36 after tax on year one, and then $1,199.40 pre-tax every year after. In comparison to .com, costing me $191.50 after taxes every year, both automatic offerings. So I'm curious, is this automatic's way of saying .org sites are really expensive to manage and maintain? Come to .com, or is there room for both to serve your large set of customers? In other words, we have 5-ish times the price to run a fully maxed out Jetpack site versus a .com site. Is there a strategy behind that? Is there some kind of cross communication between, let's say, .com and Jetpack, both automatic brands?
You know, we believe in value-based pricing. So finding that right balance between the value that we deliver to our customers and the price that we charge in exchange for that value is something we're constantly refining. And it's largely based on customer feedback and the data that we're seeing. But to answer your question specifically, absolutely there is room for every other host within the community. And we don't see it as a zero-sum game at all.
Can you comment on the services side of .com and potentially how big that line of business is? Specifically, the We'll Build Your Website for $499 offering. Having run an agency for 10 years, I know how complicated things can be when you try to productize a service like that.
You know, as a private company, we don't actually disclose details about those sort of things.
True or false, WordPress.com is the best place to experience WordPress.
True. and I'd say that we are doing a good job of prioritizing the right things to make this even more true moving forward.
I have to keep you honest here. The H1 of WordPress.com reads, "Welcome to the world's most popular website builder. 43% of the web is built on WordPress. Yada, yada, yada. Marketing speak. Join the millions of people that call WordPress.com home." That's taking some creative freedom in the wording, to say the least, with other host plus .org versions being what really makes up that largest percentage of the web, certainly not just .com. How do you see the division of .org versus .com and sharing the spotlight with the larger footprint coming from freelancers, .org users, and other web hosts?
You know what? Thanks for calling this out. Communication can be a funny thing. I honestly never considered this interpretation until you brought it up just now. And now that I see it, we're actually just going to change the headline.
I think video press might be one of my favorite features of Jetpack and .com. Can you share in any other really interesting features coming to .com that other platforms would struggle to compete with?
Thank you. I agree. Video press is pretty great. Prior to launch, though, we've learned that it's best not to talk about specific new features or specific launch dates before they launch.
My audience would be furious if I don't ask, will we see a .com Super Bowl ad or any consistent advertising on YouTube or podcasts like your competitors do? Hint, hint, wink, wink, there are a lot of WordPress podcasts, myself included, that your company could sponsor, and about a dozen plus other WordPress podcasts that are out there that Automattic and .com could sponsor.
Thanks for asking. It is definitely a possibility. Appreciate you reaching out, and I've seen your posts throughout the years and really appreciate everything you do in the community. Hope you have a great day. Let me know if I can help with anything else. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday and Friday when it's a special report like this. If you want to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. And don't forget, the number one way to stay connected is head on over to thewpminute.com/subscribe.